Two hands.
Okay, and what's this?
Palm.
Okay, and then this again?
Wrist.
And this?
Arm.
And that?
Elbow.
And this?
Chest.
And this?
Stomach.
And here?
Leg.
Okay.
Thigh.
And this?
Knee.
And this?
Thigh.
And that?
Leg.
How about this part of it?
Calf of the leg.
Okay, and here?
Front part of the your leg.
Yeah, and you might say somebody kicked him in the
shin.
Yeah. And how about that?
Ankle.
And this?
Foot.
Okay, and two of them?
2 feet.
Okay. Now, what am I doing?
Pointing.
Okay. Now, let's see the colors here. Now, would you tell me what that color is? Maybe you better hold them.
Well, I'd say a red.
Okay.
Or yellow. Blue. Orange. Green. Purple.
You skipped one.
Did I?
Uh-huh. After the purple is?
Black.
Uh-huh.
White. Brown. Gray. And that's a little darker green than the other.
Yeah.
And that's a lighter brown, I believe. Old brown.
Uh-huh.
And that's a lighter green. This is a lavender.
Uh-huh.
And light blue.
Uh-huh. Okay, well that's all this this written part. And now I wonder if you would do this. Mm-hmm. Do you have any old family recipes or anything that you particularly like to make? Do you like to cook?
Pretty good.
what do you make that your family likes particularly?
Well, they like chicken and dressing, stewed beef,
uh-huh.
Casserole.
What kind of casserole?
Well, they like meatloaf. Not uh-huh. meatloaf, but they call it shepherd pie.
Would you tell me how to make it?
Yeah, you have a hamburger meat.
Uh-huh.
And kind of scrambled in a pan.
About how much?
About a pound and a half of uh-huh. hamburger meat. Then you get a can of vegetable beef soup, and you put in that. You don't stir it together.
Mm-hmm.
Just lay it, a layer of the hamburger meat and a layer of the vegetable soup.
And you don't thin the soup.
You don't stir it. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Then you cream you some potatoes and put over the top of it.
Uh-huh.
And then you take some butter and put over the top of your cream potatoes, set it in the oven and bake it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is good.
Do you put a lot of butter on it?
Not too much, just enough to brown it.
Uh-huh. Do you season it?
Well, there are some seasoning already in the beef.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that takes care of it.
And it does take care of it. Only salt and pepper, you do use a little bit of that.
Uh-huh.
Not too much.
Did you think this up or did
no.
you? No.
No, I haven't spilled it.
Uh-huh.
This is real good.
It sounds good. I think I'm going to try it. What else do you like to make? Or does your family particularly like?
Well.
How about some dessert?
Well, nothing more than pound cake, something like that.
And
we haven't
never
been
that?
Too fond of dessert.
Uh-huh.
We always just like solid food.
Uh-huh.
And I do like to cook collard greens or turnips.
Well, now tell me how to cook those. I've never been able to cook good collard greens.
Well, I always just put clean mine good, look them good, you know, and clean them good. Then I put them in a pot and let them begin to
boil. Do you soak them first? Or do
no,
you
I don't.
Just clean them off?
Just clean them up. Well, I first look them leaf by leaf and
uh-huh.
then put them in a pan and wash them good and clean. Then put them in a pot with some grease and salt and then a big piece of bacon in them.
Uh-huh. Have you mean a piece of white bacon?
Either one, white or smoked. I prefer white the most.
Uh-huh. And how big a piece?
Well, it's according to how many greens you got.
Yeah.
But if you've got a good amount of greens, well, you put a good big piece of meat in them.
Uh-huh.
And that meat does season them real good.
And then how long do you cook them?
Well, sometimes they're tough, and sometimes if it's in the winter, you don't have to cook them but just a few minutes. Now, maybe I'll say 30 or 35 minutes
uh-huh.
if it's winter collard. But now if it's the summer,